Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morgan Wallen on the K-Frog Celebrity Phone. Good morning, sir. Where are we talking to you today? Where are we catching you?
Good morning. I'm actually in Nashville for today and tomorrow, and then we're heading out to Florida to play with Luke Bryan this weekend. But right now, I'm in Nashville.
Boy, life doesn't suck for you, does it?
Man, no, it don't. I'm super blessed and super, super pumped about what we got going on right now. Should be a fun weekend. Should be a fun summer. I hope we're going to be out with Luke all summer long.
Heck yeah. Talking about being out with Luke, I know you're a big sports fan. Are you excited to come see us when you play Dodger Stadium?
Are you kidding me? From what I understand, it's the first country concert ever there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy. So technically, I'll be the first country artist to ever step on stage.
Oh, that's true.
You go on first. Wow.
So that's kind of cool.
And you got a little history playing some ball by yourself.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was going to say. I grew up having dreams of playing in these places just on the different side of the field, I guess you'd say. I never thought I'd be playing music in these places, which is it's incredible. Yeah, I'm super pumped to come out there, and obviously a lot of history and things and from that stadium that, you know, that's crazy. So I can't wait to be out there.
Let's recap part of your story, because you did have big baseball dreams, and from what we heard, you were pretty good, but those got sidetracked because of an injury?
Yeah. I was supposed to play in college. I played pitcher and shortstop. I was pretty good. I don't think I'd have been a major league all-star or anything, but I was pretty good. I had an injury right before I was supposed to, you know, go and play, and that kind of sidetracked everything, but that's also when I started learning guitar and started kind of writing songs. So looking back, you know, I love music now more than I love baseball, and I actually think I'm probably a little bit better at music too. So I'm glad for it now, looking back.
Now, it was kind of funny because I was reading up about you, and I totally forgot that you were on The Voice,
Yeah. But
you were on Adam Levine's team. Why not Blake's team?
I don't know. Blake's mean, I guess, man. I don't know. But, No, I actually when I tried out, Blake didn't have any spots left on his team. They didn't. That's not the. I don't think that's the way they showed it on TV. But whenever I went on the very last day of tryouts,
Oh. Had
no spots left, and Shakira and Usher were the only ones that had spots left. So I was originally on Usher's team. Then I switched to Adam's team. So I don't have any hard feelings towards Blake.
Well, because I would think that Blake's a little bit of a hero, at least a hair hero, because you definitely rock that mullet. Mm.
Well, it's not because of Blake, but it's, you know, my dad is actually the reason why I rocked the mullet. I was looking at my dad's, my parents' photo album, and when my parents got married, my dad also had a mean mullet then.
Yes, yes. Excellent.
It inspired me. I was just like, dang, I loved how it looked, and I immediately just decided I was going to have one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, man, I can respect that. Back in the day, I had a good mullet myself, so.
Dude.
You know?
I've always kind of liked the, I don't know, it's just so different than everything else, you know? So I don't know, and it's been cool. I've been seeing a lot of fans who are starting to get mullets, you know, and tagging me, and even like little kids whose moms are giving their kids mullets, which I'm kind of surprised about. But it's cool, you know, it's kind of like a thing, and I'm having fun with it.
Morgan Wallen on the K-Frog Celebrity Phone. I'm glad you brought up your parents, too, because it was, about a month, maybe 6 weeks ago, I tweeted you, and I was kind of teasing you about the lining up down about holding it down here in BFE, because I wonder if people are calling you out saying, hey, thanks a lot. I had to explain to my kids what BFE means. And when I sent you that tweet, I noticed both of your parents liked it.
Man, my parents are Twitter sharks. If you like say my name or any version of my name, they'll find it somehow and like it or whatever you do. They created Twitter just so they could follow what's going on with my journey, which is actually super cool. They're supportive of me, and they've never, you know, made me feel like an idiot for chasing my dream, and I love my parents a lot. So yeah, they uh, They're definitely on there, though, man. But I'm sure that there has definitely been some parents who were not happy with me when they quit.
No, but your own mom, did she ever come back to you and say, honey, I wish you could just talk a little nicer?
Well, no, she actually didn't, which is kind of surprising. But I think she gets it. You know, you gotta be expressive sometimes.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Hear, hear.
Well, especially because your dad's a preacher, so I gotta wonder, when you were growing up, were you a good kid or were you a little bit of a rebel?
I'm definitely a rebel. I got in trouble quite a bit. But you know, I also think that's how you get some stories. You gotta be a little bit troublemaker sometimes to get some good stories. And I think I wasn't like terrible or anything, you know, but pretty much just your typical preacher's kid. That if they said something, I wanted to do the opposite, you know.
So that's a real thing. We've heard about the preacher kid. You can verify that is a real syndrome.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what it is. I guess because you would think everyone would expect you to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I guess it's just you don't want to be what everyone expects.
I see.
I'm unpredictable.
Yeah.
So I kind of, that's a lot. I guess I've done that a lot in life. You know, like with my baseball team, everybody around me loved Atlanta Braves. I was like, well, I don't want to root for them then. So I picked the Red Sox, and I've rooted for the Red Sox my whole life. And I was like, why do I pick the Red Sox?
Love that. Well, Morgan, you have surprised a lot of people with a song that is real close to being your first number one song, Up Down. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. You know, it's pretty crazy to even hear you say that, and just to even have the opportunity to go for that is incredible. You know, it's been a crazy past year, and really past 3 years for me, and I'm just glad that everything is paying off, not just for me, but for my team of people. I have a great group of people around me who work hard, who work endless hours and make tons of sacrifice, and to see that all that hard work that we've all put in to pay off is really special.
Well, man, we're going to see you real soon at Dodger Stadium. Morgan Wallen, great to talk to you, man.
Very great to talk to y'all. Y'all take care. I'll see you in a couple months.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.